So one of the halachas of Hanukkah is the following thing. The Gemara says in Shabbos, kavsa ein zakakwa, which means that if a person lights the Hanukkah candles, that theoretically has the ability to continue lasting for the zman, so there's enough oil and there's no winds blowing it, but it just happens to go out. Kavsa, it goes out, ein zakakwa, you're not obligated to relight it. As long as you lit it with the potential of it lasting, that's enough. You don't have to relight it if it goes out. What's that avodah? What's the soul of that halacha? What is the Rabbanu Shalom telling us? What are Chazal telling us through that halacha? So Rabbi Leibel Eger explained that the meaning, the significance of that halacha of kavsa ein zakakla, that if it goes out, you don't have to relight it. What it's telling us is, what it's being mechazik us is that very often, even when we light a flame in our Yiddishkeit and we feel excited and you begin davening and let's say, you know, you're into it and you know you feel alive and you feel ignited by Yiddishkeit. And then kavsa. Then it goes back, it goes out, the light becomes extinguished, and you feel as if, you know, all the life and the energy has been taken out of you. What the halach of kavsa and zagula is telling us is that although it might feel that way, and on the outside you don't see the light anymore, but don't think the light is gone. The reason why the Hanukkah candles don't have to be relit is because on some spiritual level they're still alive and well, and they're still lit. You don't see them anymore. Physically you don't see them, it's true. But the illumination of Hanukkah, the spiritual light of Hanukkah, once you light it initially, it always remains. Even if it's hidden from you in terms of your physical experience. So kavsa ein zakakla is telling us that, not that if it goes out you don't have to relight it. Once you light the Hanukkah candles, it's good. It's good. It's going. It's going. The physical light becomes extinguished, but the spiritual light always remains. And the chizuk that we have to take from that, says Rabbi Leibel Eger, is to remind ourselves that any light that we kindle in terms of our Yiddishkeit, even if the physical light becomes extinguished and we don't feel the excitement, we have to believe with simple faith that the spiritual illumination is still there as much as it was in the very, very beginning. And that's the light of Hanukkah. So Hashem should help. We should be zeichet to experience in full the light of Hanukkah, the light of Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'vias Kol Tzadik, Meher V'meinu, Amen. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem.